there was a fair amount of bitterness. And then when the war came along, you know, everyone became employed or had jobs or went in the army or whatever. And there's all kinds of things going on. You know, coming back to this thing about making money, for example, there was a family called the Zakrut family, and they had chickens and raspberries. And I picked raspberries for them all summer. I worked the entire summer. I made $21 picking raspberries, but I had my newspaper route as well, you know. So, but the, you know, there were some interesting things went on. Like the Ukrainians would have a picnic festival, and I would go to one of these, and the bad guys would be Scotchmen. The good guys would be Ukrainians. And they'd have these wrestling matches, and of course the villain would be, you know, John McDonald, and the good guy would be Stanislav Kovich or something, you see. And of course the kids would all say, see, we are really good people, you know. Those. But, you know, it never really bothered me that much, you know. It was there. We were not religious, so we didn't go have any of that kind of thing. But I think, take for example the discipline in the school. You know, I mean, we went to school, and if you got the strap, I mean, you got the strap, or you got disciplined, or you whatever. You know, no one ever questioned the authority of the schools, even when I went to high school. It was the same way, you know. There was just a different approach to that whole business, to the relationship. When we finished grade 8 at Douglas Road School, we had a little graduation ceremony. A lot of the kids in my grade 8 class, they went to work or went, you know, quit school. There weren't that many of us went on to high school. So. And the war was on, and some of them got jobs to be the first money they'd ever made. I don't think there's a deep understanding of how poor people were then, and how, you know, like creature comfort goods and things like that, we didn't have them. I often wish I knew what my house looked like when I was a kid, because there was really nothing in it. I look at my house today, and it's full of stuff, you know. We got stuff everywhere. You know, for example, in the fall, I got one pair of boots. They lasted me until the spring, and I got my pair of summer shoes, and then I got a pair of running shoes for the summer, and that was it. That's it. there were kids... You know, there were kids living down by Still Creek that, you know, had houses with dirt floors. You know, and there, you know, people had gardens, people had animals, people had chickens, goats, cows, whatever, you know, and people lived off the land. There was a lot of that. Has the city changed? The community changed? You talked about, you know, changing since the last 25 years. It has been dramatic. There's no doubt about that. It has been dramatic, but it's nothing like the change that happened, you know. Like Brentwood, when I was a kid, those were logging skid roads over there. There was one house there. That's it. And, you know, people were trying to make do, you know. And a friend of my father's had a little farm down where the recycling area is on Still Creek Avenue, and he grew tobacco and peanuts and all kinds of things down there. Then in 1939, his name was Draper, and in 1939 he told my parents that they were going to go back to Great Britain. They couldn't take it any longer. So you could travel then on these freighters. So they booked on a freighter. They were at sea, and the war broke out. And we used to get letters from them talking about being bombed and all this kind of stuff, you know, in Birmingham. They went back to Birmingham. They were from Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And they had just given up, you know. And, you know, people tried to do things. I remember there was a fellow trying to start making marmalade on the corner of Norfolk and Royal Oak Avenue. And the police came and arrested him. And it was a big, big do because the police were there. And we all came and watched them taking all this guy's equipment out of this little old garage that he was making marmalade in. Now, can you imagine what people do these days and no one blinks an eye? Some poor guy trying to make marmalade and they arrest him? You know, you have to think of the severity of that kind of behavior. You know, it's just incredible. Mm-hmm. And yet the authorities got away with that kind of stuff. I mean, there is no questioning of the authorities.
Very different attitudes.
Yeah.